Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terps will play Florida Thursday at 7:30. Pregame coverage 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Orioles are done with spring training baseball. It's a perfect time to head out to Window Nation Fan Hotline and talk to our friend Cordell Woodland. And Cordell, thanks as always for joining us. So when you were sitting at Binger World on Friday with Coach Sunshine, Jimmy Patsos, were you confident they'd make it to the Sweet 16? And now that you've seen them get there in the way they did, especially last night, what do you think of these Terps?
Yeah, I mean, I had them penciled in for the Sweet 16 on all of my brackets, and by all, I mean all two of them that took the time to sell out. But yeah, I mean, I knew Colorado State would be a tough test. They've got an NBA caliber player on their team that, in all honesty, got away with murder times yesterday. But you know, it was a tough game, and it wasn't their best game by any means, but it's not about playing your best games. It's about just surviving in advance. And that's what they did. And they needed all 40 minutes of it yesterday. It was great. I mean, when Colorado State hit the go ahead bucket, you know, I'm sitting there like, oh man, it's about to happen again. But man, Derek Queen just really coming up big time right there with the shot of, like, I don't even know what to call it, but that sent shockwaves, I think, through the state yesterday when he made that shot. It gave, and I tweeted it yesterday, it gave me vibes of the LeBron buzzer beater against the Raptors in the playoffs a couple of years ago where he's laying it in. Granted, Braun hit more of the backboard than Queen did, but the result was the same. So I feel good about the Terps right now. Obviously, I mean, you win a game like that and your reward is now you got to go play Florida. So we'll see what happens, but if nothing else, this team has shown that they can compete with anybody, and it really will require probably their best game today if they're going to get past the Gators.
Cordell, we know that Derek Queen's a one and done here, and that shot is, we're going to see that every single year in March in Maryland's history, but what do you think his lasting impact is going to be at the University of Maryland?
An all-around player, a difference maker. He's a generational talent. He's a generational talent. I mean, I can't think of the last player with his type of upside that played at Maryland. I mean, I remember Aaron Wiggins was there, and
Stevie Francis. You know, but you're too young.
No, definitely not. Come on, Ken. Come on, stop. That's not too young, but Stevie Francis might have to be the last time you go. I brought up Wiggins just because he was one of those guys that had more potential than I think maybe he showed at Maryland. At times he would show up, but definitely not consistently and definitely not to this level. But, I mean, we're talking about a premier player in the entire nation right now with Derek Queen, who has an NBA style of play. I mean, it's a pretty good thing when you're being compared to, in my opinion, the best player in the world, Nikola Jokic, with his play style. And that's exactly the way he plays. He makes everybody around him better. He can facilitate. He can rebound. He can handle the ball. He can score. He can do whatever it is necessary. And for him to demand the ball and then, you know, do what he did with it, that's big time right there. I mean, I think that's something that does cause people on a national level to look at Maryland different. When you have a player like that on your team, when a player like that is willing to stay home and commit to your school, that's big time. That speaks a lot. So I think the world of Derrick Queen. I really do. I think he's just scratching the surface. I'm so excited to see what the future holds for him, because I know who his comparison is, but I don't know what his game looks like 5 years from now, 8 years from now. I'm excited to see it because I think that this is a dude who has longevity written all over him.
Orioles made a flurry of activity, transactions over the weekend, still waiting, I guess, final word on their roster. We'll see about Jorge Mateo and some of these relievers and where they go. What do you think of the Kyle Gibson signing? What do you think of the state of Orioles pitching right now?
Yeah, I mean, the Gibson one I thought was kind of, it had been just sitting there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that was going to happen. I'm honestly surprised it took as long as it did. And I think I saw one of the beat reporters down there saying that Mike Elias had contacted his agent about 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I'm not necessarily surprised to see that. He's a guy that they know. He's comfortable in that locker room. We talked a little bit this offseason about where some of that veteran leadership going to come from. Kyle Gibson has already shown that he can do that here in Baltimore. And he's stable. He's not the ace, obviously, but, you know, he's somebody that you know is going to hit the post every fifth day once he does get up and running. And I think he'll give them a chance to win more times than not. So it's not anything to write home about, no, but I do think it's a solid move for them. I'm still waiting to see what happens with Mateo. You know, the talk seems to be a little more optimistic than it was maybe so a month or so ago. So that's good news. But we'll see. I mean, the Gunner stuff isn't great, but it's good to hear days, not weeks. I've already had kind of accepted in my mind that Gunner probably wasn't going to be there when the season starts in Toronto. But at some point he will be there. So I guess for me, it's like, you know, what does this lineup look like now? Who's going to be at second base? Who's playing shortstop? Who's playing third base? And who's leading off in this lineup now?
Well, I mean, let's get to that, Cordell, because what if it's Jackson Holliday at short, Jordan Westbrook at second, Ramon Urias at third, and Colton Cowser leading off? How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not crazy about Cowser leading off.
Me neither.
He's a little too volatile for me.
Yeah.
I would like to see something a little more consistent right there. I mean,
want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen with the way that Jackson has played so far this spring, people are starting to throw his name into a hat. And I would probably be more willing to see what that looks like more than seeing what Kowser looks like as the leadoff hitter. But they need somebody there that can get on base. I like the way Adley's hit so far this spring. He seems to be the type of guy that you can kind of put anywhere in that top five spot the way that he's playing. So I wouldn't be opposed to that, but it's not ideal when Gunner's not there. Maybe Mullins gets another shot. I don't know, but I am curious to see what they do with that. In terms of second base, shortstop, and third base, I wanted to see Jackson Holliday stay at second base. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the big thing going from last year to this year. Him getting more comfortable at second base, him locking down defensively first, and then allowing his offense to pick up after that, and to see, you know, that they're thinking about moving him around, or he has been moving around. He's been playing shortstop again. I don't love it. Ramon Urias can play anywhere. Jordan Westberg can play anywhere. Those two guys I'm not necessarily worried about, and which makes me feel even strongly about keeping Jackson at second and letting Westberg stay at third, and Ramon Urias or Westberg and Ramon Urias swapping shortstop or third base. Those two guys are interchangeable. They've shown that they can play anywhere along from the middle of the infield over to third base. But I just don't like moving around with Jackson Holliday, not showing any stability with him. I feel like it's important for him to not have to go through some of the whirlwind changes that he went through last season. So I would like to see him stay put at second base, but obviously it doesn't seem like I'm going to get what I want.
Cordell, when are you back on the airwaves, Beltway Ben?
I believe we're back on Wednesday, I believe, because the tournament games are back at it on Thursday.
Yes.
So I believe Wednesday is the day that we're back at it. So we'll still be riding a high, I'm sure, of the Derek Queen buzzer beater and starting to prepare for that game against Florida. We've been preparing for opening day next week. A lot's happening in a short span of time. And then, you know, the draft is less than a month away as well now. So it's go time for sure.
Are you good to go for O's Clubhouse and all that stuff, reporting from Camden Yards? And
in terms of credentials and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be down there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll be down there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, me and Nolan on opening day have a show from 10 to 12 from Pickles that morning. So I'll be down there the whole day.
But yeah, during the season.
But I mean, like during the season, you'll be reporting from down there?
Yeah, same as always. Same
okay, thing. Just double checking because we will definitely be calling on you.
For sure.
Thank you, brother.
All right, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
A lot of things in flux around here, Cordell. Yeah. I don't take anything for granted anymore, brother. Just want to. Better safe than sorry.
We'll come back and talk Maryland basketball. And Derek Queen in particular, is this the greatest one-season run we've ever seen in Maryland? It's not even over yet. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.